and shipping and handling included. All for just $34.99 is this. Go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone at the top right corner, type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic, type in the code Bernstein. Valentine's Day is days away, so don't wait. Order now. The deal expires soon.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time during the Chicago Auto Show, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $109 a month for 36 months with $2,809 due at lease signing. That's right, just $109 a month. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248 1585.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bulls continue their six-game road trip in Phoenix tonight. Jimmy Butler practiced and is hopeful to play. Dwayne Wade is back from an illness. Tip-off is at 9:30. In hockey, the Blackhawks are looking for their fourth win in a row, but they are winless in four games against the Jets, and tonight they play at Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will start in net. Marian Hossa was not at the morning skate, but will play tonight. They drop the puck at 7. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio this evening with a 7 p.m. start. In golf, they're underway in round two at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Jordan Spieth leads at 5-under. A group of three sit one back at 4-under. They have yet to tee off. Lefty is even today through 4 and 1-under overall. Tiger Woods announced today that he's pulled out of the next two tournaments that he was scheduled to play because of those back spasms. Major League Baseball, anonymous sources have said that Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria has a handshake agreement in place to sell the team for $1.6 billion. And NFL note, the Atlanta Falcons have promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings every time you shop, like $1 off tasty Caracara oranges and emergency variety packs, $3 off, or enjoy Fiji water at $4 off a case. Find these and other instant savings in club or at samsclub.com. Today. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Snapping into action, Phil Jackson has fired off a tweet that nobody seems to understand. The responses...
Mentions are dead, bro.
...to Phil Jackson's tweet is hysterical. So he tweeted, so after starting a fire emoji, firestorm, got it.
Nothing better than when old people get a hold of emojis.
So after starting a firestorm with a misunderstood tweet, I offer this peace sign emoji. Our society is torn with discord. I'm against it. Let it be.
All right.
But stuff like that, you don't come off as sort of wise and mysterious. You just come off now as weird.
You're the weird neighbor who, when the ball goes over the fence, you tell the kids you just lost the ball. Don't go over there.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Joe Cowley.
Randy Brown and I had a private discussion. I don't think any ground was gained, but it ended up with a handshake and an understanding that, okay. I came away saying basically, okay, you're a recovering spot. Okay, there we go. You're trying to put your fly days behind you. I get it. That's not the first time that label has been put on you by me. So for you to react that like that now is bizarre, but whatever. You know, I mean, that was a discussion last year and even earlier this year and Boylan's name was even thrown in that mix of who players can trust and what they say, where does it go? You're supposed to be able to rely on these coaches and talk to them.
More action. More excitement. More everything. Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
A lot of weirdness in the world of basketball, not only locally but nationally. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com as well.
Madison Square Garden fired their head of security in the wake of the Charles Oakley incident, and this was still after the Knicks said nothing was wrong, nothing, no missteps. He was drunk and disorderly, and they did their jobs.
We hope he gets help.
Yeah, really, really kind of nefarious stuff going on there from their end. Come on. Come on.
You think the league comes down on the Knicks at all? Because if that, like you mentioned, if that happens in another city, not on national television, not in New York, maybe it's a, you know, a little blip on the radar screen. But that happened during a nationally televised game where that became the biggest story, not only in basketball for that night, but in sports. It led off all the national shows. And it's a black guy for the league. You got guys being dragged out of a game that, you know, everyone around him is refuting the claims that he was saying loud, obscene things to one James Dolan. James Dolan is standing three rows in front of him, looking back as he's sipping on whatever he's sipping on. It's just a tough look for the league. And you know, the league has come down on guys for less. It may be a little under the table kind of fine or something like that, because I know guys get fined for technicals and all those other things, but it was not.
Adam Silver knows optics.
Yeah.
He cares about it. I mean, all
and the TNT guys talked about it, I believe, last night as well. So, you know, it's not gonna stop. And luckily for James Dolan, though, Charles Oakley is the guy in this that's not taking this to the next level. Now, maybe after some people get in his ear, maybe that happens. But Spike Lee even put it on his Instagram yesterday that he talked to Charles Oakley, and Charles said that he would love to still sit down and meet with James Dolan.
I mentioned that he's been open to it. He said, look, he wants police outside the door. He can have police outside the door. But that's not why you called.
That's not why you
called. No, I'm told we have to play this. I have not heard this.
What's that?
I'm going to need a little bit of background, but I guess this is the Denver Broncos' new special teams coach. Is that right, Chris?
That's right. Brock Olivo.
Brock? Not Brock Spack. Brock Olivo is the new special teams coach of the Denver Broncos. And he met with reporters today.
Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, excuse me. Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's taken this long to get in the bloodstream?
Well, it came out like 4 or 5 o'clock on Wednesday during the show, and somehow
so I missed Thursday's news. And
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
All right. But he had thoughts.
Brock Olivo, special teams coordinator. To begin, I want to say thank you for the opportunity to be here this afternoon. I want to express how thankful I am for the opportunity to be a part of this great franchise. I want to thank Vance Joseph for not only the six-hour grueling interview to test my fortitude and whatnot knowledge, but man, we're going to be simple. We're going to play fast. We're going to play hard. We're going to kill it, okay? This is a great acronym, you guys, right? Kill it. Keep it likable and learnable. And we're going to turn our guys loose. And really, our motto, and it's going to be on my office, is going to be cut it loose and have fun. That's what we're going to do.
Uh-oh. So which is it? So it's kill it, keep it, what is he?
Keep it likable and...
Likable and learnable?
Learnable. Lickable?
Man, we're going to be simple. We're going to play fast. We're going to play hard. We're going to kill it, okay? This is a great acronym, you guys, right? Kill it. Keep it likable and learnable. And we're going to turn our guys loose. And really, our motto, and it's going to be on my office, is going to be cut it loose and have fun. That's what we're going to do.
We use the word OSCE.
Wait, what?
Wait, so the acronym's not the motto.
Right. So they're different in his world. Are we, like...
What's going on?
Is one athlete going to have to stand up and say, you know what, coach? I make millions of dollars a year. I don't need your dumbass slogans. If I can't play, it's going to be right there on the tape for you.
Tell me where fortitude and whatnot knowledge.
When do special teams coordinators, by the way, get a rollout? Like, when does
fortitude
that happen?
Fortitude and whatnot knowledge?
I think this guy is like a practical joke, because it's like if you could create a coach from our standards, like you take a couple cups of Tom Sula, you know, a scoop of Beckman, a couple bits Harbaugh.
A pinch of Kotite just for good measure.
Yeah, that's this guy.
What the hell is going on? Like, why do you have to do... Are athletes asking for this? Like, does an athlete walk into a room and he goes, you know what, man? There's not enough acronyms around here for me. I don't know if I can play for y'all.
I need a slogan.
Using your words, the six-hour grilling, what was the toughest question you got?
Toughest question I got was about a lasagna dish that my wife makes. She's Sicilian, and so Coach was really... No. Probably...
You're embracing a wife that will be willing every Thursday night to cook you lasagna.
What the hell?
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
Wait a minute. Okay. Is Tim Beckman going? Did he have the face off procedure like Nicolas Cage and John Travolta?
Or it's like Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
Peels off the fake face.
Tim Beckman made himself a new person. Not a sex change, but made himself a new person to become the special teams coordinator for the Denver Broncos. I see you, Tim, with your looking ass. I see you. Yep. See?
We're
on to him now, Chris.
We need anagrams for Brock Olivo, because it's going to figure out that it is actually Tim Beckman.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
As a first-time coordinator, how much are you able to use your experience from being over in Italy to help make this adjustment for you?
Well, I'm going to teach the guys some Italian.
Oh, Jesus.
And like I said, there's going to be no shortage of pastries and lasagna, no.
So he's got a whole lasagna-related set of comedy bits?
Wait a minute.
It's like Garfield all of a sudden.
Now I'm thinking it's a little Vinny Del Negro in there, too.
Oh, where they're coming over for popcorn and darts?
Yeah. This is, do coaches have to do this? Like, is this...
This feels like a new thing, too, in the past, like, 5 years that coaches do this thing now.
Like, we're,
you know what? This is hysterical.
Like, what athlete, like, is there like, an association where athletes are like, we got to get guys who understand that they have to pander and play to the lowest common denominator at all times. Make sure that you invoke where you're from as much as you possibly can, even though it won't affect how bad or good I am at the game, and have a bunch of acronyms on the wall. If I walk in and the acronyms, you know what it is? I blame the slogan t-shirt culture, the Nike slogan t-shirt culture. By the way, if you're still wearing those, you're washed as hell. But if you're, I'm just saying, stop wearing the, you know, I go hard all the time in the paint
shirts. What about my big dogs t-shirt?
Can I still wear that? If you're still wearing those, you in the N1 era where, you know, you're talking trash in the front of your shirt and on the back of your shirt, it's a quick little jab. Stop doing that. Like, did that spawn this current generation of coaches?
Brock, using your words, the six-hour grilling, what was the toughest question you got?
Toughest question I got was about a lasagna dish that my wife makes.
It's like an Italian dining room table, okay? Everybody's sitting around the table, and sometimes it gets heated, dishes get broke, and people leave, okay? But everybody's got to come back to the table to eat, okay? And when it's all said and done, there's hugging and kissing, and we're eating good food again, okay?
Can I ask you this?
Okay, so now we've injected Jim Tomsula into the conversation.
Are the Italian coaches the only ones that can invoke, like,
Jim Tomsula's not Italian.
But I'm just saying, when we talk Italian food, are they the only one that can be like, oh, the food, the more and more food. Like, I can't picture a brother walking in to a press conference like, yeah, we talked about food the whole time. And then they go, what kind of food did you talk about? Marcus, you know what I'm saying? And then he starts to go in like, oh man, let me tell you right now, I smoked 2 turkeys yesterday. I brought them over, we had some greens, and then they're gonna be like, we might have to background check young Marcus over here. Like, every time it's like Italian food, the dudes think they're winning people over with.
But Jim Tomsula's Hungarian.
But also, this guy, right? Brock Olivo coached overseas like Tomsula did.
See, we're having some issues here.
I sold it to my teammates, and I've sold it to my players like this. Look, man, how cool is it, okay, when everyone else is shunning special teams and putting it on the back burner? How cool are you if you're different and you make it a priority? How cool is that, man?
Is this guy a promise keeper? Like, why is he so creepy?
You know what?
Though?
He also sounds a little bit like Tony and Matson.
Wait a minute now.
I'm serious.
Hold on now. Don't do that.
I'm serious.
No, don't do that. Leave that alone. You don't want no parts of that conversation, because he will call up and tell you that he applied for the job.
He sounds a little bit like him, but this would be, if that coach says the very first meeting in the special teams room.
You got 5- and 6-year vets in the room who are just trying to stay on a squad.
Everybody walks out of that first meeting like, dude,
what the hell are we doing?
What is that? Like, you know, your one weird teacher. Like, you, whoever it is, you know, sometimes you get the crazy professor in college, or just, you know, in high school you hear stories. Oh, you got Mr. Oh,
yeah, yeah,
have
yeah.
fun with that.
Right,
and,
right,
you're like,
right.
And that first day you go, ooh,
yeah, this is weird.
Yeah, this guy is.
Why does
Man,
we're going to be simple. We're going to be simple. We're going to play fast. We're going to play hard. We're going to kill it, okay? This is a great acronym, you guys, right? Kill it. Keep it likable and learnable. We're going to turn our guys loose. And really, our motto, and it's going to be on my office, is going to be cut it loose and have fun. That's what we're going to do.
Our motto's win.
Well,
and that is whatever is necessary today.
That's wint.
Yeah.
But
sports.
Take it back.
Say what you want about sports, but what is it? It's football, especially.
Take it back, though, to the killer.
Football brings these guys out.
It's not a fun sport, but what you come to love is the struggle of it. I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men.
Everybody brain damaged?
Yes, very much so.
Yes, okay.
Tanny, take it back to the kill it part, though, because I want you to stop it after he gives you the acronym.
Man, we're going to be simple. We're going to be simple. We're going to play fast.
Listen.
We're going to play hard. We're going to kill it, okay? This is a great acronym,
Listen.
You guys, right? Kill it. Keep it likable and learnable.
All right. Keep it likable and learnable.
Kalal.
That's Kalal.
Yes.
He's a Muslim.
Secret Muslim.
He's a Muslim. You are not going to be allowed to coach football in Denver for much longer if you are a Muslim. Tell Mr. Olivo.
Right.
Is it Tony? What's his name?
No, it's Brock.
Brock Olivo. Tell him he can't be professing his, you know, jihad on America through these acronyms.
My fortitude and whatnot knowledge.
We're going to have a motto. The motto is Allahu Akbar, which means God is great.
Kilau. You walk in and some big Texan, you know, with a cowboy hat, like, I don't know what you're trying to teach our boys here, but don't you be bringing none of that fancy pants Quran stuff over here.
None of that happens on this campus. Our boys got to get back to raping. You don't know how we do things around here.
Rape in the name of the Lord.
Eric in Lakeview, you're on the score. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Just real quick, want to say that, Coach, is it just me, or is he starting to sound like crazy Tom Cruise, like Oprah Winfrey Tom Cruise?
Oh, standing on the couch? Tom
yeah.
Cruise?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, you don't have to say crazy Tom Cruise. You can just say Tom Cruise.
That's sort of assumed, but yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You done done it now.
Oh, look, it's Tony and Mattson on the score.
That guy doesn't sound anything like me. Don't do this, Dan.
Tony, I didn't do it. That was Dan.
I'm telling you, he does a little bit.
And Tony, guess what I hear? He loves Kirk Heinrich, too.
Look, I'm not having the Kirk Heinrich battle. You guys always evoke my name with some nuts on the air.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. I mean, come on, Tony.
Make it easy.
If the nut fits, you know. Look, wait a minute, what?
I'm going to take this one opportunity. I'm going to hang up in a second. I just wanted to call you. I am listening. But, Jason.
What's up?
I listened back to our phone call the other day, and I think I came off sounding harsh, and I didn't want to sound that way. So I do apologize.
That's all good, Tony.
I'm always a fan, you know.
Nah, Tony. Hey, listen, man. We can disagree on things that are at the core of us and still move on. Like, I'm not – hey, I didn't give it a second thought after the show. No worries, man.
Well, because I don't want to come off that way. And in that case, I did sound kind of nuts.
Well, Tony, you are a crazy person. And it's okay, man. I mean, let's be honest about it. We all are in some way or shape or form. Enjoy your weekend, man.
All right, later.
All right.
And yes, you do sound like Brock Olivo.
One love, Tony and Mattson.
There it is.
So this is Brock. Oh, this guy is fascinating.
No, he isn't. Don't make this dude out to be better than he is.
Just listen. He was undrafted out of college. He made the Detroit Lions roster with his tenacious play on their special teams units. Played for four seasons on Detroit's league-leading special teams, where he led the team in tackles on special teams in two of the four seasons. After retiring from the NFL, Olivo coached and played football for 6 months in Italy with the SS Lazio Marines, team in the top division of Italy's American Professional Football League. He led the country in rushing and touchdowns.
Bad country.
In 2008, Olivo ran unsuccessfully for Congress in Missouri's 9th congressional district, losing the Republican primary to eventual victor Blaine Lutkemeyer.
That's not a real person.
Blaine, I think he is.
And my buddy Mike B just put in our group chat, Mizzou legend Brock Olivo. So people are aware. Yes, he's big in Como.
So he lost in the 9th congressional district. I wonder what his platform was. More lasagna?
Big pans of lasagna.
Kill it. Hey, you know what?
Kill
that might get you elected. The giant pans of lasagna platform.
Hey, dude, we picked the wrong thing to do with our lives. You know that?
We should have been football coaches.
You can make acronyms in your sleep. You know, you could have done that. You could have taught a person the bucket step or two.
It sounds like all you have to do is hit yourself in the head with a hammer 40 or 50 times.
7,000 calories a meal.
Spin in a circle. Do that thing where you put your head on a baseball bat on the ground and spin around seven times.
If you are a brother, make sure you marry a white lady. What else? What else?
Careful, George Lopez.
Whatever. What are you going to do? You can't fry me twice. Wait a minute. Yeah, you can. No, seriously. Like, we should have went the football route. We've been messing around and
well, you played in high school.
I played 1.5 years, freshman year, and then halfway through sophomore year, I was like, you know what? These people are too big, too fast, too strong, too good.
And I sold it to my teammates, and I've sold it to my players like this. Look, man, how cool is it?
He's like talking like Neo for some reason.
Hey, I think there's a glitch in the Matrix. Deja vu.
Now, Brock Olivo did not think he would wake up this afternoon, wherever the hell he's doing right now. He's in Colorado, so I'm sure there's fun things to do out there. But he didn't think he'd be walking around this afternoon and being killed in a top three market on sports radio.
Hey, we should get him on the phone.
I'd love to talk to Brock Olivo.
Like, ask him what his deal is.
Do you know what the key is to stopping Tyreek Hill? Because I think a lot of people would like to know that secret.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. So, the flu. Let's just go down the list.
This guy's
flat tire.
This guy's got like
Tyreek Hill's a special football player. We all know that.
This dude, does he come up there like Carrot Top with a bin of like comedic props?
Hey, you know what I did tell my teammates, and this is I sold it to them, and I'm gonna sell it to everybody in our meetings here. I've got these puppets, and. This one I call Mr. Awesome, and Mr. Awesome's over here, And then he goes over here really fast.
He's got
cool is that?
He's got a giant rubber hammer if you miss a tackle. Film study just comes over. Come on, man. Right. And he hits you on the top of the head with it.
Homie, don't play that. Right.
He's got the homie side.
Right. Hey, you see that? You see that block in the back? You know what that is? You just forfeited your lasagna. That's not cool.
Wait, but who the hell interviews the special teams coordinator? Like, why is there a Q&A with this guy?
He mentions Elway in the presser. Elway's the football-y guy.
Come on, though. Like,
you think Elway's saying that?
And John Fox wasn't football-y enough for Elway.
You're right.
No, John Fox was too much of a...
Grande Panaccio.
For Elway, yes. That was the problem. Oh,
shout out to Brock Olivo, though. I would like to talk to him before the year is out.
At least the guy who beat him, Blaine Lutkemeyer, is still in Congress.
Yeah.
Boy, is that guy from Central Casting, too. He's got everything.
Which one? Blaine?
Blaine Lutkemeyer. He's got the wire-rimmed glasses and the NRA membership and a member of the Knights of Columbus. That's right there.
Yeah? He's like a grand wizard, too? Like, what's next? Is this all in his picture, or are you reading his bio?
It says he's currently serving as incumbent U.S. representative for Missouri's 3rd Congressional District, a seat he's held since 2009.
And he beat the pants off of Brock Olivo.
Isn't Julie Bowen's real last name Lutkemeyer? Because that rings a bell. Because I think it is.
Fortitude and whatnot knowledge.
I have the best whatnot knowledge. We're going to learn all about whatnots.
And whatnot. And gibnots.
That is really...
And black knot.
This suit is black knot.
It is the Bernstein and Goff Show, and you're listening to 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. While the latest chapter in the sad, pathetic existence known as the Knicks has generated perhaps the most visceral response from fans yet, two things remain clear. If at any time you wore the colors with pride, we'll always have your back. And the way fans rushed to the defense of Charles Oakley illuminates that quite clearly. However, it's the fallout from all the other nonsensical drama that will really fuel the fans' ire in coming seasons. Thanks to Phil Jackson hiding behind Twitter like a petulant 12-year-old punk, the script is clear. If one of the game's great scorers can be smacked around like a pinata, that's Carmelo Anthony, why would other impactful difference makers ever willingly elect to come and play for the Knicks and be exposed to such treatment? You wouldn't. You see, the handling of Carmelo is one thing, but what lingers is far more crippling. Congrats, Phil. You not only destroyed the present, but you also took a match to the future. I'm BT.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only.
Drivers want it. Join Team Via, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. New drivers qualify for 0% commission for a limited time. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7.
You know what I love? When things are easy. That's why this Valentine's Day, I love Walgreens. They're right around the corner, so I can easily pick up little Valentines for my daughter's class party, beauty gift sets for the girls, and the perfect Hallmark card and candy for my better half. Putting the finishing touches on Valentine's Day has really never been easier. Ugh, Walgreens, you make loving you so easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Stop in today and choose from a wide assortment of Hallmark cards, including Hallmark Signature.
Can you feel it? No, not the wind chill, the Powerball jackpot. It just keeps growing and growing. And guess what? Right now it's over $250 million. You heard me. That's right. Over $250 million. I will say it again. Over $250 million. Check IllinoisLottery.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
this Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Latest
Ram Trucks 1000 are on display for immediate delivery. If you work, you will drive at Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
You could be one of the many winners placed inside the money machine to grab as much cash as you can. How much cash can you grab in 25 seconds? We'll find out every Friday. Then, after filling your pockets with cash, satisfy your palate at the Majestic Chop House Bar, serving up specialty cocktails and bar food favorites every day. Only
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Wife or girlfriend, love it if you treated her to the very best this Valentine's Day? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed, so visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
You.
Hum by Verizon. Visit hum.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We start in hockey. And the Blackhawks, they're looking for their fourth win in a row, but they are winless in four games against the Jets. And tonight they play at Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will start in net. Marian Hossa was not at the morning skate, but will play tonight. They drop the puck at 7. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio this evening with a 7 p.m. start. The Bulls, NBA, they continue their six-game road trip in Phoenix tonight. Jimmy Butler practiced and is hopeful to play. Dwayne Wade is back from an illness. Tip-off is at 9:30. In golf, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Jordan Spieth leads at 5-under. A group of five sit one back at 4-under. Lefty is 1-under today through 5 and 2-under overall. Tiger Woods announced today that he's pulled out of the next two tournaments in which he was scheduled to play because of those back spasms. Major League Baseball, anonymous sources have said Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria has a handshake agreement in place to sell the team for $1.6 billion. And NFL note, the Atlanta Falcons have promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. Valentine's Day is almost here, so keep listening to The Score for the How Sweet It Is gift card giveaway. It's brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. I'm Matt Batticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The number one best resume item for a new politician, Brock Olivo, former running back at the University of Missouri, says he wants to run for Congress as a Republican from Columbia, Missouri. Not only was I a football player, he says proudly, but I also was in social studies class. So going to class is so rare for a college football player. You can try to run for Congress based on it.
And he did try to run for Congress based on it, but
got worked.
But he lost.
Yes.
Unfortunately. We had a little bit of breaking news. Apparently, the New York Knicks just distributed, according to Howard Beck, a detailed security report regarding the Charles Oakley dust-up, all that preceded it. He adds this won't be ending anytime soon, and Charles Oakley has been banned from Madison Square Garden for life.
Wow.
They just don't know how to get out of their own way.
Wow.
They do not know how to get out of their own way. You are martyring this guy.
Yep. And now you will hear the Oakley chants anytime things are going poorly over this next, 30 games, 35 games they have in the NBA season.
Said even if he purchases a ticket, even if he buys a ticket, he will not be allowed in.
Now everybody, all the security people and all the ticket takers at the doors are going to have to be told, this is what Charles Oakley looks like. If you see him, call the police.
And a tweet here from our guy Anthony Heron.
Mm-hmm.
He said, just drove home finding out former Lions teammate Brock Olivo is now Broncos special teams coordinator. Hands down, smartest meathead I've ever met.
Nice. All right.
Okay,
so
I get
you got
it.
The stamp of Big Ant. All right.
So, Big Ant Heron. That's where you
my
find him.
Fortitude and whatnot knowledge.
Okay, maybe he's got the fortitude whatnot knowledge.
He's the smartest meathead he's ever
been. He's got mottos and acronyms, and he's ready to kill it with kindness and kill him softly with his song.
Kill out!
So here he goes. Wow.
Knock yourself out, Brock. Good for him.
You gotta love football. That's
you work your way up.
Oh, and speaking of, somebody was asking, are you going to talk about the Mike Adamley situation with his CTE symptoms? Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
I was a little dismayed, and I knew this was going to happen because it always happens. Something like this occurs, it becomes mainstream news or national news, and everybody still snaps back to calling it a concussion problem. Concussions are bad.
Yeah.
Concussions happen in every sport.
It's a football issue.
It's subconcussive hits. Mm-hmm. The primary driver of this damage is not concussions. It's not.
The repeated two-a-days,
yes,
day after day pounding your
accumulated
head.
Accumulated small impacts. So it's always the problem. It's always the way that they change your focus here and the way that football does it too. Oh, concussions. No, it's endemic to the game. It's just the banging of the head. So let's not make that mistake. Anytime you can always use these opportunities to educate, but as part of that education, you can't get silly with thinking it's only concussions. Meanwhile, here's Brett Favre now. Today, on Fox Business Channel, with some quack-ass doctor pitching.
Who are you, sir? I'm Quackass Doctor.
I'm Dr. Quackass. And he's selling a nasal spray that he says treats concussions.
Treats?
Like, yes.
Like if you have one, you just put this up your nose, yes, and you won't have one anymore? Or
the doctor says
reverse the symptoms? Or
he says by giving it nasally, you get a lot of the drug real quick directly to the brain. At the point, it diffuses equally throughout all regions of the brain in about 30 minutes. The drug works like three different drugs in one. It diffuses into your brain cells. Those brain cells are very stressed out after the concussion. It stimulates the DNA to produce three separate products beneficial to try to reduce these concussion symptoms. It increases anti-inflammatory effects. It increases the expression of a water channel, which pumps fluid off the brain, gets it back into your circulation, stops the swelling, and it's a powerful antioxidant. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What about Russell Wilson's magic water 2 years ago?
That's right. Well, that stopped. But somebody's got to tell Brett that you don't want to put your name on something like this.
He does, though. I mean, from what we know about Brett Favre, maybe this is right up Brett's alley.
I didn't know he needs the money, but you're sitting next to this idiot who's lying to people about what a nasal spray does. Antioxidants to treat a concussion? Seriously?
I put nasal spray for concussions into the Google machine, and the first thing that pops up is some column about neuroscientists spin out develops a nasal spray to reduce brain swelling after concussion. The company's drug Privosol is a neurosteroid that in animal models has reduced edema, inflammation, and oxidative stress after brain trauma. That's from February 18th, 2013.
Well, this is
just a few hours ago, right?
Dr. Jacob Van Landingham, who says he has a magic nasal spray. All right.
Well,
okay.
Football's fixed.
Darius in Mount Prospect is on the score.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about that Indiana-Purdue play last night.
The Blarge?
Yes. Blarge is a real term. I'm a referee myself. The official on the end line there, on the baseline.
So you scream Blarge?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's a real thing. It's the one thing officials don't want to ever call in a game.
Because it's a bailout call.
No, it happens when two officials have a call, a different call. The problem is the guy on the end line should have probably, it was his call, so it came from his primary. The guy across the court, the center official, should have let the other guy have it, even though some would say, you know, it was his call initially. But the problem is they both made the call too fast, so one of them should have probably held their hand up for just the foul call.
So, but that means there's a problem of being overruled, not the fact that's an actual thing.
The proper way to assess that is you call a foul on each guy because it happens once in a while. The worst thing you want in football is an inadvertent whistle. Basketball is a blarge.
But how can a block be a charge and a charge be a block?
It's two officials had a different view on it, and they just made two different calls. The problem is the guy across the court, the center, probably should have held his whistle. Or blown his whistle, but not made the primary signal.
But there's certain things to prevent poor positioning, which this sounds like it was, and also you not having a conference with your official in a very important time in the game where the two stars of the game both have four fouls. Go ahead.
Double whistles happen quite often. It's just one. It's whoever's primary it was in. That's the official that should have made the call.
And that's what I'm saying. So it's either a block or a charge. The primary official didn't call a blarge.
The proper way to handle it is, in this situation, because they both signaled, you give a foul on each player. That's the way it's
that's
handled.
Terrible.
In high school and in college.
That makes no sense,
awful,
though.
Awful, Darius. Because you just said the primary guy gets the call.
Right.
The primary guy didn't call.
Whoever's call it's supposed to be should be allowed to make the call.
I understand, but because the other official also signaled a player control foul or an offensive foul, you got to go with both of them. It's a double foul.
Why? Why do you have to go with both of them?
That's the way the rules are written.
No, because you just told me that the primary official gets the call. So if the rules are
in most situations, but because they both signaled something different, that's a blarge. That's what a blarge is. We talk about it all the time.
I just love the fact that you keep saying blarge, Darius. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Dude, but he just explained why it isn't a blarge, though. I don't want to say blarge anymore, by the way, because I feel weird saying it, but you just explained that the primary official or the guy who's in better position has the the call. He's got the benefit of the doubt.
Just the act of signaling shouldn't make you have to do something stupid.
My hands are up.
Look, I put my hand here. Now both of the best players are out of the game. That doesn't make sense. So they both signal something. Then they talk to each other.
Right.
And they say, well, wait a second. I had this. You had that. Well, it's your call. You had the better angle. Mm-hmm. It's your primary area. It's your realm of responsibility takes precedence over mine. Therefore, whatever you called wins and what I called doesn't. How's that hard? It's just all of a sudden there's a different protocol because two guys happen to have their hands in the air?
I don't know. And waving them like they just don't care.
That doesn't make sense.
Now I got a headache because now I'm trying to figure out what he said from what I said, and
you forgot what you said.
Who's on first? And it's a blarge. Like, you made me sad, Darius, that this is actually a thing.
He's blarging in charge.
Right. It's
Charles in Blarge.
It's Paul Blarge, referee cop.
I've never in my life until today heard the term blarge. In the Indianapolis Star. First place I've ever seen the
and
term.
Darius, no shade to you, but I'm going to need more than Darius and Mount Prospect to tell me that this is a thing. No shade to you, by the way. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. But come on, man. A blarge? That's... when Dick Vitale calls it out, come on.
He said it was a cop-out.
Yeah, when Dick Vitale, the guy who's got no opinions on anything, as soon as that microphone gets turned on, says that's just a ridiculous call.
The 224 says, I was in a basketball coaching class in college for 2 credits. They brought in a ref who does D1 college. He talked at length about blarges. And no ref ever wants to have to call it. Not saying it makes sense. The caller is technically right. Boy.
Sounds like an accident. Like, honey, I just blarged. I'm sorry.
Again? Those are new pants. I'm sorry. It's your Sicilian lasagna. What can I say?
Brock Olivo's kill owl is just making me blarge all over the place.
Yeah, nobody blarges like Bernstein and Goff. That's what you have on the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
I will admit that I am a Cubs fan. I look at the team, and I look at the rest of baseball, and I say to myself, they are by far the best team on paper in the sport.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Team VIA wants the best drivers in Chicago. Join VIA, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. Earn a high signing bonus and take home all your earnings with 0% commission for a limited time. With VIA, you'll have friendly customers and the best support. You can always call or text the VIA support line. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7 or apply at drivewithvia.com. Text or call 415-842-2447 and join Team VIA.
Going to be in the box. I know because I can check out the account at blueapron.com, but the kids like to go through it and see whether it's beef or chicken or pork, or maybe some of it's the sustainably raised seafood, all kinds of fabulous stuff, and the big colorful cards with all of the cooking directions. And sometimes it's just ingredients we've never heard of. It's like, ooh, what is that? Or what are tango mandarins? And they had never seen Meyer lemon before, or dried lime. They'd never heard of a fish called barramundi before, but there it is, and we're cooking it, and they love it. And it's less than $10 per person per meal for all this terrific stuff. Seasonal recipes, and what I like, pre-portioned ingredients. You're never wasting anything. It's exactly what you need, and you don't end up having to drive around to different gourmet grocery stores to find some wacky ingredient or something that you've never heard of, because it's all right there, and they explain to you how to use it, and we finish up. It looks just like it does on the picture on the recipe card. You can choose from the variety of new recipes each week. It's easier than you think. Every meal is like start to finish between a half an hour and 45 minutes, and everything guaranteed. Blue Apron has a freshness guarantee to promise that every ingredient arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. And right now, speaking of making it right, you get your first 3 meals free with free shipping. But you have to go to blueapron.com/Dan. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. It's blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12. Select styles only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
McDonald's, price and participation may vary.
Hey, there's a reason that top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender, and if you're even considering buying a house, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
This year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. Now, a Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the six-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Gray bear, or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them this.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12. Select styles only.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, I saw you just retweeted this, Jay. This is the pool reporter after the game. Talk to referee Lamont Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
The reporter said, how can a block and a charge, which have different definitions, different requirements as to verticality, positioning, and dislodging an opponent, occur in the same space at the same time? The referee said it is a rare occurrence that you have this happen where you have one official with the block, the other one with the charge. Mm-hmm. It's covered by rule. Rule 10, penalty F. The rule is there shall be no free throws for any double personal or simultaneous personal foul, and the ball shall be put in play at the point of interruption unless one of the fouls is a flagrant foul. That's what it's covered under.
Okay.
So the reporter said, when you have one official that has the block and one official has the charge, does the third official weigh in? He said, no, you automatically go to that rule. You can't pick one. You don't pick one. You have to go to the rule.
Now, is that any double foul? Obviously, it's any double foul. But like when I think double foul, I think two guys going for a ball and both of them bouncing off of each other. Nobody got the advantage, but obviously some physical contact took place.
Or double tech, you understand. It's right, like both of you knock it
off. Right. But block charges, I mean, that's a call that isn't, I don't know. I mean, it's the most subjective call maybe in all of sports.
I don't like the rule. Because why, when there's a disagreement, one has called one and one has called the other, there should be a system by which you're allowed to try to get it right.
The referees conference all the time during the game, where they get together and one referee keeps away the rest of the guys and the two refs talk about what they saw. What'd you have? What, this is what I had.
If you can pick up a flag in the NFL where guys say, look, I didn't think it was catchable.
Right.
Or, look,
right.
I'm pretty sure it was tipped.
Right. Ball got tipped at the line of scrimmage. That kind of thing. That's... I don't care, man. You can explain that thing all you want. It's wrong.
Thomas and Wheaton, you're on
Sad.
The score. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to comment. You guys were talking about Crazy Man Coach. I was listening to that, and I couldn't help but think back to Happy Gilmore and Kevin Nealon's character when he's giving him the pep talk before the tournament. And he's, like, talking about energy blocking and how it goes up and down and around. And it's totally insane.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Guess you had to be there in that moment in the car with you when that came to you.
It's okay. But
yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, buddy. Brock Olivo on Thomas from Wheaton's Mind.
That's all right.
Maybe think of this one thing, guys. Love your show.
Let's talk some quarterbacking. How about
yes,
that? All right.
Yes,
Greg Gabriel has been scouting quarterbacks, potential Chicago Bears, and he will report next on The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
12 assorted roses, a free glass vase, and standard shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99. So go to proflowers.com. You have to use my code Bernstein. You pick your flowers, and you're done in just a couple of minutes. And you can set it for the delivery day you want. You order now. You can have it delivered on Valentine's Day. ProFlowers, guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. And they send one to me every year, and every year it lasts those 7 days. You can't beat the price. You can't beat the convenience. ProFlowers takes care of everything, all the details. So don't get stuck without a plan for Valentine's Day. Here's your plan. The only way to get a dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, shipping and handling included, all for $34.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Bernstein. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic. Type in Bernstein. Valentine's Day is just days away, so don't wait. This deal expires soon, so order today.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
You know what I love? When things are easy. That's why this Valentine's Day, I love Walgreens. They're right around the corner, so I can easily pick up little Valentines for my daughter's class party, beauty gift sets for the girls, and the perfect Hallmark card and candy for my better half. Putting the finishing touches on Valentine's Day has really never been easier. Ugh, Walgreens, you make loving you so easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Stop in today and choose from a wide assortment of Hallmark cards, including Hallmark Signature.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.